Congress continues its work on writing the new farm bill that should take effect on the 2019 crop. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with an update from the week in Washington.
We expect this week that the Senate will take the procedural steps necessary to move to conference with the House on the farm bill, meaning that the House and Senate Agriculture Committees and their staff can begin the process of trying to work out the differences between the two versions of the bill with the hopes of getting a final bill agreed to through Congress and signed by the President sometime later this year. While committee leadership have indicated that their goal is to try to complete that process by the end of September, it's very likely that the process could drag on beyond that, potentially until after the midterm elections in early November. The other step that the Senate will take this week is to appoint their conferees, so those individual senators from the Ag Committee that will be working with their counterparts in the House. Once that process and those steps are taken, then we expect a good bit of work to occur during the August recess when the House is not in session. Then once the House returns in September, then work can continue at the member level to try to resolve the differences in the two versions of the Farm Bill.